Dear listeners, welcome to the podcast of the European Reference Network GuardHeart, the ERN of rare and complex heart diseases in both adult and pediatric patients across the European Union. Today in the spotlight, our member center from Finland, the Helsinki University Hospital. We have two guests, adjunct professor Tiina Helio, she's cardiologist and main representative of the hospital, and professor Tiina Ojala, pediatric cardiologist. Welcome to both of you. Tiina Helio, can I ask you the first questions? Would you please tell us briefly about your city, about Helsinki?
Yes, thank you. Helsinki is situated at the southern coast of Finland, and the city has been founded in 1550 by Swedish King Gustav Vasa. It is the capital and largest city of Finland now, with some almost 700,000 inhabitants. Helsinki has three neighboring cities. They are Espoo, Vantaa and Kauniainen. And together they form the capital region with some 1.6 million inhabitants. Most of the people are Finnish or Swedish speaking, but about one fifth has some other mother tongue like Estonian, Russian or Somali. Helsinki University is the largest in Finland with some 35,000 students. Our university is in international rankings within the best 1%. In Helsinki, we have some interesting old and new museums and active music life. Central Helsinki is small and walkable. Large forests and the Baltic Sea with many islands are close, and they create the special close to nature atmosphere that we have in Helsinki all year around. There is a lot of ferry and ship traffic to nearby islands and or further to Estonia or Sweden.
Thank you, Tiina. And can you tell us about your hospital and what is the main focus?
Helsinki University Hospital is Finland's largest provider of healthcare services, and we have about 27,000 professionals working here. We produce specialized medical care for about 2.2 million people in our hospital district and in some diseases to the entire population of the country. For example, all cardiac and lung transplantations in Finland are performed at Helsinki University Hospital. We have yearly almost 700,000 patients treated at 23 Helsinki University hospitals. Research and teaching is carried out in cooperation with the University of Helsinki and other colleagues in Finland, and also international research.
Okay, thank you. And then we go to the ERN. Why did you become a member of the ERN, and in which thematic areas you're active?
Actually, we joined in GuardHeart at the beginning over 5 years ago. Finland is a small country. We have just about 5.5 million inhabitants. And as our hospital is the largest hospital in Finland treating cardiac patients, we have been for long ranked among the best hospitals by Newsweek. And we already had long history on examining and treating patients with rare cardiac diseases. So it seemed appropriate to apply for an GuardHeart membership. Our hospital offers specialist medical care for adult and pediatric patients in the fields of cardiology, cardiac surgery, pulmonary diseases, and general thoracic and esophageal surgery. Pediatric patients are treated at Helsinki University Hospital, Children's Hospital, and adult patients at Heart and Lung Center. The Helsinki University Hospital Children and Adolescents Department has national responsibility for all pediatric cardiac surgery and interventional cardiology. All heart transplantations in Finland are performed at Helsinki University Hospital. There's also the Rare Diseases Center. So we have multidisciplinary collaboration between cardiologists, surgeons, geneticists, transplant specialists, social workers, dietitians and physical therapists. Genetic testing is fully available. There are excellent facilities for cardiac imaging like 2D and 3D TTE and TEE examinations, cardiac MRI and cardiac CT, radionuclide examinations, and PET. We have cath labs and specialized electrophysiological units that are fully equipped for diagnostic and interventional procedures in both pediatric and adult cardiology units. Adult outpatient clinic has over 10,000 visits yearly. We have many subspecialized outpatient clinics, for example, GUCH, inherited arrhythmias, inherited cardiomyopathies, inflammatory cardiac diseases, cardio-oncology, pulmonary hypertension, aortic diseases, and LVAD and cardiac transplantation patients. For cardiac surgery, there are cardiosurgical operating rooms that are equipped for heart surgery with the heart and lung machines and so forth, and correspondingly pediatric and adult intensive care units. We have research work in collaboration with Helsinki University and other colleges in Finland, and also research work internationally is active. So our expertise covers all five thematic areas within ERN-GATHEART.
Yes, that was an impressive list indeed, and a lot of activity. Then I would like to go to Professor Ojala. What can you contribute to the ERN?
Thank you. As Tina already mentioned, in our hospital, we have a very long history and experience for treating these patients in all five ERN thematic areas. Our population is only 5.5 million, but we have successfully centralized all transplantation and congenital heart operations at Helsinki University Hospital. A close network with other hospitals nationwide facilitates long knowledge sharing. And as mentioned, our multidisciplinary team is available for consultations, including genetic consultations and others. And further, we have established a biobank since 2015.
Thank you. And if we, with respect to the ERN, what do you expect from the ERN?
Well, first, I would like to highlight networking. ERN is an important for us to build connections with other ERN centers in EU. Face-to-face meetings also help boost networking opportunities. Second, ERN is important in improving patients' care. ERN allows us to discuss difficult cases with other experts. Further, it supports patient meetings and provides valuable information on rare diseases. Furthermore, exchange program. ERN exchange program is especially helpful for young experts, letting them explore new top-tier centers and their practices. Next, I would like to highlight on-site audits. Even though they may seem challenging as a whole, ERN on-site audit gives us a great chance to review our operations and find areas for improvement. Actually, we learned a lot during our own center audit last year. Finally, I would like to emphasize research potential. ERN has a huge research potential, enabling large multicenter studies and cutting-edge research in rare diseases. And that's a lot.
Thank you. Then I have some personal questions to both of you. I can start with Tina Helio. Where did you train and who was your most important mentor?
Thank you. I have studied at Helsinki University and specialized to internal medicine and cardiology at Helsinki University Hospital. Then I spent some time at Professor Steve Humphrey's lab at Charing Cross Research Centre, London, learning molecular genetics, lab methods, and I also did postdoc work at Professor Kimmo Kontua's lab in Helsinki. My most important mentor has been Professor of Cardiology Markku S. Nieminen.
Thank you. And Tina Ojala, where did you train and who was your most important mentor?
Well, I complete my pediatric cardiology training in Helsinki, Finland, 2007. Then I continued with a fetal fellowship in Edmonton, Canada, under the supervision of Professor Lisa Homburger. Later, I received imaging training in 3D and CMRI under supervision of Professor John Simpson and by the CMRI team at Evelina Children's Hospital in London. Currently, I'm working as a chief physician and professor in pediatric cardiology in Helsinki University Hospital.
Thank you. And can you tell me about your most important lesson learned?
Who starts?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, this is Helia. The most important lesson learned from my mentor was something that you cannot learn from the books or from the internet: how organizations and foundations function in real life. And in general, the most important lesson has been, especially in regard to genetic patients, how to handle complex information and observations varying from absolutely reliable data to something quite obscure, and how to transform that and those results to something clinically useful and meaningful for the patients.
Yes, thank you. And Tina Ojala, what is your most important lesson learned?
This is actually a great question, and there is a lot of ways to answer it. But one of the most important things I have learned during my career is humility. It is crucial to listen to patients and colleagues, read and stay updated with research to provide the best possible care to patients.
Yes, thank you. And then something completely different about sports. What is your favorite sport, Tina Ojala?
Well, I do all kind of exercise, but to be honest, I'm not particularly skilled at any. I just enjoy staying active. But if I had to pick one, it would be cycling.
And Tina Helio?
Well,
do you have ever
sports? Anything outdoors, from running to marathon and skiing, and then water sports like diving.
Great. And do you have a favorite holiday destination, a particular destination, Tina Helio?
Anywhere in good company, but I love Baltic Sea and boating in Finnish archipelago, or anywhere mountains if you can hike.
Great. And Tina Ojala, where would you like to spend your holiday?
Well, during Finland's gloomy winter months, I escaped to sunny places. Personally, I'm a frequent visitor to Costa del Sol, where I also get try to different sports. In summertime, I love enjoying Finnish beauty and especially the breathtaking archipelago.
Thank you. Well, thanks to both of you. We have learned a lot about the Helsinki University Hospital. And yes, thanks to both of you, and also thanks to our listeners for listening to today's podcast. I hope to meet you next week again. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.